Surveillance cameras are a key part of suppressing an entire ethnic group in China. Use of facial recognition is growing rapidly, and individual privacy is being questioned across the globe. As part of our City Limits series, WFIU's Tyler Lake looks at use of surveillance cameras a little closer to home.
Bloomington resident Carl Pearson has seen the security cameras hanging from light poles in parks and downtown areas of the city. He says the cameras have changed the atmosphere in the parks, and he wants to know more about how the police and the city use them.
I would like to know how many security cameras there are in Bloomington, and I would like to know how the police use those security cameras, to what end, and their effects.
As far as the Bloomington Police Department goes, Captain Ryan Pedigo says besides the ones immediately outside the police station, they only have 6 cameras up in the city. One is in Seminary Square Park, and the rest are clustered in the downtown core.
There's one at Kirkwood and Washington, Kirkwood and Lincoln, Kirkwood and Grant, that are all clearly labeled with police. They have the department patch on the side of them.
Pedigo says BPD only access the footage if a crime is reported.
They are not monitored all the time. They do record, and it usually saves the video footage for at least a couple weeks, and then it just simply overwrites the footage.
But Pearson says he worries that cameras meant to address crime end up affecting everyone else.
When you saturate an area with surveillance cameras, you are solving the potential problems, perhaps, but you're also causing other people's behaviors to change simply because they're on camera.
Pedigo says the police department doesn't want to change the average person's behavior, but it also doesn't want to hide the fact that an area is under surveillance. He says cameras aren't used frequently in investigations.
It's very rare. I can't give you a number, but it's rare.
And he said this when I asked him a question Pearson had about whether the cameras are meant for suppression of crime or documenting it.
You know, I honestly think a little bit of both. When we put the cameras up along Kirkwood, we wanted to make sure that they were very clearly labeled, that they were police department cameras. They say police in bold lettering. They have the department patch on the side of them.
But there are just a handful of police-owned cameras, a drop in the bucket compared to the cameras owned by the city of Bloomington.
So there are 294 cameras in our inventory over about 12 different sites. The bulk of those are in our parking garages.
That's Deputy Mayor Mick Reniason. He says city leaders have put a lot of thought into the tension between security and privacy.
There's a fine line between surveillance and security. I think we are on the side of we're just using this for security and for after-the-fact incidents.
He says the first cameras the city installed were in response to concerns from the community about safety. Reniason says the city has plans to install even more cameras. About 50 cameras are planned for the new Switchyard Park, which will stretch over a mile when it's complete. He echoes Pedigo in saying that no one is watching city cameras in real time, and all the video they capture is deleted after 30 days. But the police department can access footage from more than just police and city-owned cameras. More and more businesses also have their own cameras, and cameras seem to come almost standard with new construction.
You know, basically every new building that you see going up has surveillance cameras, you know, on all corners and in parking garages, stairwells, things like that. And we do use those for investigations.
And he says most businesses and property owners are happy to share their footage to help the police in an investigation. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.